Name something that gets passed around.
A joint.
A joint.
Now, streaming live on the Marijuana Agenda.
Oh, gnarly. What are you people? On dope?
It's time for Toker Talk Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
The voice of the marijuana nation.
Marijuana is listed as a Schedule I drug. That is absurd.
Call in now at 650-LEGAL-MJ. That's 650-534-2565.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Hey, man. Am I driving okay?
Toker Talk Radio is your chance to make your voice heard in the marijuana nation.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
Send that message with clarity that good people don't smoke marijuana.
Now let's get to Toking and Talking with your host, Russ Belville.
Welcome, everyone. It's time for Hour 2 Toker Talk Radio, back after a lengthy hiatus. Oh, so glad to be here on my 50th birthday, restarting the Toker Talk Radio. For those of you who are new and don't know about the Toker Talk Radio, here's the way it works. In Hour 1, it's the Marijuana Agenda. We talk all about marijuana and its agenda. Here in Toker Talk Radio, though, it's talk radio for tokers. We may not always be talking about marijuana. It's a talk radio show, so I might talk about politics, I might talk about religion, I might talk about culture, I might talk about weed, I might talk about other drugs, for that matter. Music, sports, whatever we tokers might want to talk about. It's talk radio from our perspective, so we'll be delving more into some other subjects in this hour, too, and getting your voices heard. The live phone number is on. It's 650-LEGAL-MJ, and in hour two, we're going back to taking live calls. This will be a weekly program every Wednesday here, 4 o'clock Pacific time, so we can celebrate 420 together as well. Now, coming back from the previous hour, we heard, it's my 50th birthday, so I'm indulging myself, and don't do that too much, you'll go blind, but I'm indulging here on some of my past podcasting episodes, some of the landmarks, if you will, the mileposts in this dozen years that I've been podcasting. And in the last hour, I played the segment that I did in the finals of the search for the next great progressive talk radio star. And there's kind of a significance to this, because as I was preparing this, as I was a contestant and was going through the quarterfinals and the semifinals and so forth, I was working with professional radio people, including Peter Ogburn from the Bill Press Show, still working out there in Washington, D.C. Shout out to Peter. And Bill Press, of course, and Paul Woodall, who a longtime artist guy in the radio biz. And they were giving all these pointers and tips about how to be a political talk radio host. And one of the tips I got from Paul was stay away from the four G's. And he worried because he didn't want me to be perceived as, be stereotyped as just this pothead talker, right? Which, too late. But anyway, the four G's were God, guns, gays, and grass. They said, professional talk radio, don't talk about God, guns, gays, or grass, because those issues are settled, those issues are polarizing, there's no debate to be had on them, you just lose listeners, etc. And that kind of wounded me, because I was like, God, gays, guns, and grass is like all my topics. That's what I like talking about, man. So, but I held true to that. And throughout the contest, as we went through the quarterfinals, semifinals, I didn't talk about the marijuana issue, the drug issue at all. And that was hard, because remember, at the same time, I'm still doing Normal's Daily Audio Stash. This wasn't at that time yet. Sorry, I'm messing up my own timeline. so anyway, I'd never done talk radio before, brand new to it, had no idea what I was doing. And so I wanted to follow these people's advice. Don't talk about grass. Don't talk about weed. Don't talk about the marijuana issue. And I held true to it because, frankly, I didn't think I'd win. Like, who the hell am I? I don't have a political degree, poli-sci degree. I don't have any public policy experience. I've never been an elected official. I've never done professional radio. Who the hell am I? I thought, there's no way I'm going to win this thing. So maybe that had something to do with me winning it, is because I was so laid back, because I didn't, like, had nothing to lose. Turned out I won the damn thing. But as we we got to the finals. The finals were like the quarterfinals and semifinals were on the radio, and I just had to go to the KPOJ studios here in Portland and dial in. But for the finals, they flew me and the other finalist, a guy named Curtis Hannum out of Denver, flew us both to Washington, D.C., put us in front of a live audience at the Center for American Progress, and it was streamed live over like C-SPAN 3 or something. And that was a little like intimidating. It's like, oh my God, I could actually win this thing. But I was having this crisis of conscience, and it was, I can't give up this opportunity to talk about the war on drugs in the context of progressive politics. Because remember, this was 2006, middle of George W. Bush. Marijuana issue, not a winner, right? Nobody legalized, wasn't even close to legalizing, just lost, or was about to lose two legalization votes. And I just had to say something. I had to do at least one of my three segments on the war on drugs. And so you heard that in the last hour. That was my segment that I did to close of the three, to close my hour. And then it was up to five judges to decide. Now, two of the judges came from the sales side of talk radio. Two of the other judges came from the artist side. One of them was Paul Woodall. Another one, I can't remember her name, but she ended up working in the Obama administration eventually. And then their final judge was Big Ed Schultz. So this is the judges scoring me on the finals of the search for the next great progressive talk radio star after I had just closed with a segment concerning the war on drugs.
So thank you, guys. And we'll start with the judges now. I wish we had a drum roll. And just go right down the list. And oh, there we are. Ask for a drum roll. Is it radio magic? Ask for a drum roll, and you get it. We'll go Bill Hess, Melanie, right down the list. Your vote and a quick word why.
Incredibly difficult decision. I'm going to go with Curtis Hannum. I felt it was a better, more cohesive hour that developed.
Emily?
I went with Russ. I think both are incredibly talented, but I think that Russ had an ability to really be provocative and funny and provide a lot of information.
Paul Woodall.
I thought there was going to be a clear winner in this competition today, and there wasn't. So it was a really difficult decision, and I guess I really had to make my decision based on potential, and I went with Russ.
Okay, and Jessica, sure.
Yeah, I really thought it'd be clearer and easier today, too, and it's been a real struggle because I think both of them are really talented and show great potential, but for me, I think that Curtis will be the guy I can work with.
Oh, man. Oh, all right. Here we go. The tiebreaker.
It's on you, Ed.
The pressure.
It's all on you, man.
It's only money and hey. Food in their family's mouths.
Right. It's just a time. Ed Schultz, got to go.
Is this a setup?
All right.
I'm not having any fun right now, okay?
Ed Schultz, cast your vote. 30 seconds.
I thought that Woody made a very interesting comment, and I wrote that word down here. Neither one of these guys are talk show hosts, and we're judging on potential and what we heard mm-hmm. today. And I think for skills and moving forward and looking to the future about a radio talent, I would have to go with Russ Belville.
All right, it's Russ Belville, folks. America's next progressive talk radio star. Congratulations, guys. Congratulations. Great job. And look for their show coming up on the weekends.
There we go. So that was winning the Progressive Talk Radio Star contest. Now, the catch there, though, when he talked about, oh, we're only talking about money and fame and food in their belly, I never made 1 cent off of doing that XM satellite radio show, that KPOJ show, for 2 years. Never made a dime. That's an interesting part of the history as well. For those of you joining us late, yes, I saw in the chat room, did you miss something? Are we going to weekly only? Yes. It's going to be a weekly show from here on out. Every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, we're going to do 2 hours, the regular marijuana agenda, followed by Toker Talk Radio. And this is the beginning on my 50th birthday. So this is the way it's going to be. Hope to see you every Wednesday. We're back right after this.
You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
Now that California has legalized recreational marijuana, you need to get the latest expertise on the rules and regulations governing this multi-billion dollar market. The International Cannabis Business Conference is the longest running event of its kind in California. Join us at the Hyatt Regency San Francisco for the fourth annual ICBC and the first conference in California after legalization. You'll be treated to focused presentations from California's top industry experts, featuring the head of California's Cannabis Commission, Lori Ajax. At the VIP reception, you'll have the chance to meet marijuana legend and new cannabis entrepreneur, Tommy Chong. After the conference, you'll be treated to a VIP after party featuring DJ Muggs from Cypress Hill. It's the International Cannabis Business Conference in San Francisco, February 1st and 2nd at the Hyatt Regency. Visit internationalcbc.com for details. Make sure you log on to internationalcbc.com for your tickets to California's first marijuana business conference under legalization.
You're not high. You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
And one of the parts of the American dream is we're going to come down very, very hard on this massive drug problem.
Okay. Maybe you're a little high. Research has shown that states that allow adult access to marijuana have rates of drug overdose deaths far lower than the national average. Medical marijuana access is also correlated with doctors prescribing far fewer opioid painkillers and less opioid use by patients. If the government is serious about declaring a national emergency over opioids, it's time to end the failed federal prohibition on marijuana.
Looking for the 420 friendliest way to visit beautiful legal Potland, Oregon?
I'm Lori Duckworth, inviting you to come stay with us at Delta 9 House and Studios.
You get your own private room with queen bed and access to our high-speed Wi-Fi, premium entertainment system, and more.
We'll even cook you breakfast. Look us up on Facebook at Delta 9 House.
That's facebook.com/Delta9House. Delta 9 House is booked through Airbnb.com, City of Portland, permit number 17-159855.
Pot 2.0. It's not your father's Woodstock weed. It's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation. Call in now at 650-LEGAL-MJ.
Welcome back, everyone. 12 after the hour here. And we're continuing a look at my podcasting experience the past dozen years because it's my 50th birthday. So I'm going to be a little self-indulgent. Welcome back to everyone who's been listening on the YouTube live stream. We'll be live streaming every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific for 2 hours. Join us a little earlier than that. You'll hear some of my favorite weed tunes. I'm going through the library and getting them better cataloged and streamlined. So we'll have some of that as well. For those of you looking for the podcast feeds, the first hour podcast feed will be free as usual. You can find that through our RadicalRust.com website or mjagenda.com. Look for the link, free podcast. We'll also have this hour two Toker Talk Radio available to the $4.20 a month subscribers at our Patreon page at mjagenda.com. So you'll get Toker Talk Radio. If you can kick down $4.20 a month or more, we always appreciate more. It's your support, literally, that has kept me doing this since 2012. We started off with the Progressive Talk Radio show, where I did that for XM Satellite. And folks, I did it for free for AM 620 and for XM for, I think it was 20 months in total. Again, being completely naive, a total noob, having no idea, just thrilled to be on satellite radio, thrilled to be on the largest and best progressive talk radio station in the nation at the time, AM 620 KPOJ. But it's kind of relegated to a weekend show. No, I got no promotion from any of the people involved with the contest. They had worked to get 23 radio stations across the country involved in the contest to have, you know, local contestants. They never locked them down into actually hosting the show of the winner. So I was going into this thinking I'm going to be all across the country on all these local AM stations. And nope, just in Portland. And not live in Portland. They delayed my show in Portland, so I couldn't get live listeners from my own market. It was just a nightmare as far as logistics. But despite all that,
It was one of my favorite things ever. I loved doing it. And it got me into this radio gig. It got me into doing radio. And people say, oh, you have such a great radio voice. It's like, yeah, it's. I never thought of it, though. I'd never considered doing this. This was not in my life's trajectory. But I ended up doing the XM satellite gig, and it was kind of like playing T-ball, because it was like the tail end of the George W. Bush administration, and the wheels are coming off, and the economy's crashing. And so I there was no lack of things for me to rant about when it came to W. and Cheney. So this next clip is from that era. Since it's my birthday, I took this one from the show right before, I think this is right before my 40th birthday in 2008. Yeah, January 26th of 2008, I believe is the date. This is from my XM satellite radio show, The Russ Belville Show.
This is The Russ Belville Show, the winner of America's search for the next great progressive talk radio star. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
You know, Dave, I don't remember what I was doing in 1980s.
I repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about him.
I don't think I ever said I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden. It's kind of one of those exaggerations.
Well, yeah, it is one of those exaggerations. There's plenty of them. 935 exaggerations, to be exact. And we'll get to that story very shortly. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Radical Russ Belville, and I'm broadcasting from the free speech zone we call the United States of America, live on XM Satellite 167 or a terrestrial station near you. And welcome to the Russ Belville Show. Glad to have you here. If you want to get involved in the conversations here as we take back America, one boy, one girl, one person at a time, to return our country to our liberal, secular, progressive roots, you can give me a call at 866-5577-377. And the email address, if you're so inclined, is radicalruss@gmail.com. Well, it's great to be back here on the air. There's so much to talk about. Of course, we've got the South Carolina primary happening for the Democratic Party right now. All sorts of news that's just swirling around and waiting to be talked about. But, you know, I know a lot of you are like me. You know, you work a full-time job for a living. You know, when you're working 40 hours a week, you don't always have time to catch up on the newspaper or the evening news. So at the top of the Russ Belville Show, I help you catch up on the week's hottest news topics with
The Week in 90 Seconds.
Fred Thompson drops out of the presidential race. And so does Dennis Kucinich. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton exchange harsh words.
You were a corporate lawyer sitting on the board of Walmart.
You were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, about you the ideas of the...
While John Edwards and the issues languish in the background.
Are there three people in this debate, not two? This kind of squabbling, how many children is this going to get health care?
As all three remaining Democrats battle for the votes in South Carolina. Meanwhile, Bush and his phone company buddies want retroactive immunity for illegally spying on you.
A wiretap requires a court order.
ExxonMobil posts a world record $39.2 billion quarterly profit.
And so we've had a pretty good economic run here in the country.
While Iraq costs $500,000 per minute, the government decides to perk up the economy by giving you $600 of your own money. Feeling stimulated yet?
You work three jobs.
Three jobs, yeah.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic.
A new report shows the Bush administration lied 935 times about the pre-war threat from Iraq.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
And actor Heath Ledger is found dead at age 28. Jack Nicholson, what's your take?
I warned him.
And in NFL football news... Absolutely nothing interesting happened last weekend. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm still recovering, man. My poor Packers. Oh, no. Home field advantage, the last top remaining seed, and they get beat by Eli Manning at home in sub-zero weather.
I needed to remember why I hated Eli Manning so much, and then I was cutting this clip today and remembered, oh yeah, that's why I hate Eli Manning so much. Not to mention him giving the short shrift to the San Diego Chargers when they drafted him and got his daddy to get him reassigned to the New York Giants where he'd get more TV time. That might have something to do with it, too. But you know, there is one good thing about Eli Manning. Only quarterback to have beaten Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. So maybe Nick Foles could be the next one to do so. Happy birthday, head coach Doug Peterson of the Philadelphia Eagles, who, like me, turned 50 today. When we come back, more from the history of Radical Russ podcasting in my self-indulgent 50th birthday.
If you work in the cannabis industry, consume marijuana, or just support freedom, you need to know about breaking policy news that affects you. Marijuana Moment is the daily newsletter that helps you stay on top of all the latest and most important state, federal, and international cannabis developments. Brought to you by longtime legalization activist Tom Angel, Marijuana Moment puts a concise yet comprehensive overview of cannabis news in your inbox early every weekday morning. Wake up to Marijuana Moment and rest assured you'll be ready for the cannabis news that's driving the day. Subscribe now at marijuanamoment.net.
The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
We've got to reestablish first the view that you should say no. People should say no to drug use. They got to protect themselves first.
Whatever you're smoking, it's not marijuana. The Marijuana Agenda is a listener-supported independent podcast brought to you by Radical Russ Media, LLC. Subscribe to our VIP feed at mjagenda.com for access to our ad-free podcast segment archive. Make a one-time donation to support the Marijuana Agenda at paypal.me/radicalruss. Now, in the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Marijuana Agenda presents this anti-drug public service announcement.
Brain damage. Heart damage. Death. Some of the most dangerous drugs aren't on the street. They're under your sink. Protect your kids. Tell them never to sniff inhalants. Because just one time can kill. Set rules. Be firm. They'll listen.
This has been an actual anti-drug public service announcement. To combat this and other drug war hysteria, listen to the Marijuana Agenda every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific at live.mjagenda.com or download the free podcast at mjagenda.com. The Marijuana Agenda free podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, SoundCloud, and on our Facebook page at MJ Agenda. Free video archives are available at the Radical Russ channel on YouTube. Help keep this media free by making a donation at paypal.me/radicalruss. You're not high. You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
This is high purity THC content marijuana, and it's not a healthy substance.
Okay, maybe you're a little high.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
Hello, Mr. Man. Hi. I'm working. I'm sorry. No food till this is done. It's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation. Call in now at 650-LEGAL-MJ.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Hope you had a great 420 break. I know I did. I'm 50 today, taking a look back at the weird way that I ended up in this seat talking to you. And we got to the point where I'm on XM satellite radio. I'm doing this political talk show. And then I, through my contacts at National Normal, now I'd been working with Oregon Normal since 2005. In 2006, 2007, I start going to some of the national conferences. And I run into this guy, Chris Goldstein. Chris Goldstein was producing Normal's podcast at the time, and this was like he started in 2005, I think, maybe 2006, but way before anybody knew what podcasting was, very early on in the history of this medium. And so he started a podcast called the Normal Daily Audio Stash and produced a daily podcast. And, you know, I think he and I may be the only people who have ever done a daily podcast on Merrill. Maybe there's some others out there. But, yeah, so we're doing this daily podcast. And he was producing it for Normal and then had to step aside from that position. And so National Normal still had this podcast. And they were asking, well, you know, do you know anybody that has the ability to do, you know, radio, good computer skills, and an in-depth knowledge of marijuana issues? And I was like, hey, I know a guy. And so that's where I got invited to sit in and host the Normal Daily Audio Stash podcast. Now, the most remarkable thing about this is the timing of it. And it was on my birthday, my 40th birthday, 10 years ago today, I debuted as the new host of the Normal Daily Audio Stash by sitting in and doing this one episode. And then after it was agreed that I was able to do it, a couple weeks later, I took over as the full-time host. So this is my very first cannabis-related podcast with Normal from 10 years ago today.
And distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time.
Welcome to the Normal Daily Audio Stash. I'm Radical Russ Belville, your guest host for the world's number one podcast regarding marijuana law reform. Let me offer a huge thanks to your usual host, Chris Goldstein, and to Normal for having me here today to speak with the thousands of you who are fighting against adult marijuana prohibition. It's Thursday, January 31st, 2008, which is of special significance to Nolan Ryan, Justin Timberlake, Portia de Rossi, and me, for today is our birthday. I've just turned 40 this morning, and I couldn't ask for a better birthday present than hosting today's Normal Daily Audio Stash. Well, except perhaps an executive order re-legalizing all forms of hemp and granting amnesty to all nonviolent marijuana prisoners. And given the current administration, I may have to wait until I'm 41 years old for that one. I'm the associate director of Oregon Normal, headquartered in Portland, Oregon, one of the many local Normal chapters run by dedicated volunteers who give their time, money, and effort to enact positive cannabis policy at the grassroots level. Find your local Normal chapter at www.normal.org and get involved with like-minded adults who are changing city and state laws to end the harassment of responsible adults who choose marijuana over martinis, cannabis instead of cigarettes, or replace pharmaceuticals with farmed medicine. If there is no chapter in your local area, get four of your friends together and start your own chapter. You can learn how at norml.org.
So one thing you can tell definitely from the old recorded podcast days was how sleepy it was. Oh my goodness. This is one of the reasons why I moved the podcast to being a live episode, was that I just felt there's just much more energy in it. But, you know, I just wanted to come off as sane and stable, and I guess it's a little NPR sounding maybe, but that was the very first edition that I sat in on the Normal Daily Audio Stash, and took a long time to get the feel for my own voice, you know, how I would portray myself, my personality on the podcast. And keep in mind, while I'm doing the podcast daily, I'm also doing the weekend XM satellite radio job, and I'm holding down a 40-hour a week daily teaching gig, teaching information technology, which at times had to have me driving out of town and for these gigs. So there were, for doing this Normal Daily Audio Stash, many times I was getting up at 4 a.m. to record it and get it done and posted by 7 a.m. so I could then start getting ready to go to work. So this was definitely a labor of love through the first year or two of it, until I was hired by Normal nationally to become their national outreach coordinator. That provided me a salary from which I could continue podcasting and not, you know, burn myself out. Now, we fast forward a little bit. After a couple of years of doing the podcast, I started to add folks into the family of the podcast, most notably Cannabis Carrie, my friend Carrie, who became our, basically she was like the Robin Quivers to my Howard Stern, where she would be the sensible and cautious person. She also read the news for us and provided a feminine perspective on things that was going on. And then I met a friend who's now a lifelong friend, Ganja John, who I christened Ganja John. John Hamm is his name, but John Hamm is the name of a famous actor as well. So we christened him Ganja John, this kid who had just lived the most difficult life, having to deal with, you know, genetic problems and disabilities and all sorts of things. But just a fighter and just an ornery guy who's gone to L.A. now and is just doing wonderful things. But Ganja John was on the show. And then also my intern. I got questioned, I got called up to find out whether I would accept an intern in the Portland area, this young man named Calico Castile, who I then christened Wiz Calico, who came on as kind of my foil in the political sense, kind of the younger voice to contrast my older voice. So that all culminated in me taking this into being a live program, and bringing these people on to give it a more of a live feel and a more of an energetic feel. So this next clip takes us to 2011, August of 2011, with Cannabis Carrie, Ganja John, and Wiz Calico from what was then called Normal Show Live.
Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. Welcome. It is Monday, August 1st, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us for the program. We are back from the weekend where we had the opportunity, nay, may I say, the privilege and honor of standing on stage with the illustrious Willie Nelson, country music legend and longtime Normal supporter. That's the good news. The bad news is we didn't get our passes in time to be able to interview him backstage. So unfortunately, we do not have a Willie Nelson interview for you today like we had hoped to have. And believe me, I'm as disappointed as anyone else. Yes, I know. It's a terrible thing. But joining us here in the studio to talk a little bit about it is our own Ganja John.
Oh, no. Russ, I do this every show. I forget to press the radio button. Okay,
you
I'm
muted
try
the audience.
Okay, go ahead. Do that again, Russ. Do that
and now,
again.
Welcoming here on our right, the lovely and talented Ganja John.
Thank you.
Much better. Yeah. Wouldn't want your self-esteem to suffer.
No, not at all.
We can't have that. No, but I gotta give you props, Ganja John, because with a bad situation you had with the passes, you went through like a champ. You got one pass and just let everyone through.
I plowed through.
You just plowed through. Yeah, these are my crew.
Yeah, I literally just pointed to Russ and Ivan and said, crew, and just walked through.
That was wonderful.
And no problem at all.
Also joining us at the end of the table, Wiz Calico, our research analyst.
Hello.
And we got Calico. Oh, well, can you grab that bottle of Tapatio there? Nobody needs to see that.
Nobody needs to see our tap.
I'm that hot.
Yeah, that's how hot Coleco is. But Coleco joined us out there as well. Did you have a good time out there on stage?
Oh, God, how could that not be a blast?
Yeah, what ended up happening is I just called Coleco and I said, you need to come out here.
Get your normal shirt and get down here.
Yeah, and I got him in, no problem.
So we're going to do some show and tell at the in hour two. We'll show you some of the pictures that we took from the Willie concert and tell you a couple of stories about what happened. It was a good time, and next time we run into Willie, maybe we'll have a little more chance to talk to him, and we'll tell you more about that. Also joining us from our virtual studio in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, is Cannabis Carrie.
Hi, guys. I have to say, I didn't go to the concert, but you guys tweeting it all and texting me, I felt like I was there. Yeah. And thank you for all that.
I even streamed about, 5 minutes of it until they caught me.
Yeah,
exactly. Shut that down. Oh, okay. Well, Cannabis Carrie brings us our hemp headlines right after the first break. So, Carrie, what do we got in the news today?
Well, we got a couple things that we have to finish up from last week. There's a Florida ruling that was pretty monumental I want to tell you about. Also, we had a former NBA player that got busted for eating some marijuana. We're going to go to Ohio, where they are pushing activists there for a medical marijuana bill. And we've got an update on Eddie Lepp.
All right. We'll get that to you right after our first break. And then after that break, we get to our 20 After Daily Toker Tunes. Today's Roots Monday. And we've got a video coming from Tom Paxton. It's the Talking Vietnam Potluck Blues. Should be interesting there, from Cannabob. Also, today is the first of the month, so we get a chance to speak with Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre in our This Month in Normal segment. And at the end of the show, I got to do some ranting on those Colorado tilters who are messing up my comment pages. Be right back after this.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Oh, such a good time back in the day. Cannabis Carrie, Ganja John, Wiz Coleco. I miss having them on the air. But, you know, there's only so much people can give when there's no money involved. And I've just, you know, that's been my fatal flaw here, is being able to monetize this and make some money. And, well, hey, that just might be the way it goes. I don't care. I love doing this. I love talking to you. I love spreading the truth. And if this is the way it has to be, it's the way it has to be. But we're going to keep on going every week here, Wednesdays, 3 to 5 Pacific time. Join me, RadicalRust.com, MJAgenda.com.
You're listening to The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville. The Marijuana Agenda free podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, SoundCloud, and on our Facebook page at MJ Agenda. Free video archives are available at the Radical Rust channel on YouTube. Help keep this media free by making a donation at paypal.me/radicalrus. The Marijuana Agenda. Kevin Sabet's boogeyman since 2012.
You have offended my family, and you have offended Shaolin Temple.
Yes, I'd have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dogs.
Hi, my name is Ricky Williams.
My name is Evan Britton.
My name is Mark Costelli.
My name is Boo Williams.
My name is Jim McMahon.
My name is Chris Cluey.
My name is Kyle Turley. I played in one of the major North American football leagues.
I have 2 championship rings from that big game we play at the end of the season.
In college, I won a trophy that looks like this.
I was a punter for 8 seasons, and punters are football players too.
I also wrote the name of the commissioner on my headband, and everyone lost their shit.
The men who play American football are subject to a life of injury,
pain,
and disease,
both during and long after their careers are over.
And that's why I smoke pot.
That's why I smoke cannabis.
That's why I smoke weed. That's why I smoked weed when I played.
It has, without a doubt, reduced the amount of pain I live with.
It's my body. I know.
But for some reason, the major North American non-Canadian football league refuses to allow players to use cannabis.
Instead of allowing for safe, natural healing, the sport pushes players towards addictive, narcotic painkillers with serious side effects.
So let's get real, Roger.
Football players should be allowed to use medicinal marijuana.
Without the stigma of it being a banned substance.
Cannabis isn't a drug.
It is a medicine.
Hey, everybody, it's Russ Belville from the Marijuana Agenda, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Jag heter David, PKA Dirtball. Vi ska röka hela tiden, alla år.
It's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation. Call in now at 650-LEGAL-MJ.
All right, we're continuing my 50th birthday retrospective on a dozen years in podcasting and radio. And we got us up through Normal Show Live, which continued on. I did almost 900 shows for Normal. But that ended in May of 2012. I've discussed it on the air and on the internet before, but I was just really angry and really stupid and got myself fired from Normal. But that left me in a quandary because it was 2012. There were three states with legalization on the ballot, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. And right in the middle of the biggest wave that was about to break, I went and got myself fired from Normal. It's a mistake and a regret that will haunt me till my dying day. A valid, valid lesson I learned in life. But anyway, so lost the Normal gig. And I couldn't figure out, you know, what to do with my life. And I just decided, let's give it a shot independently. Let's see if I can continue this. And I happened to meet some people who promised me the moon and the stars and that everything would be okay. And I was naive enough to believe it. And I jumped in and started the Russ Belville Show as a marijuana-focused daily podcast on June 4th, 2012. And this began a series of network jumps that I've had to go through. Maybe not had to, but you'll hear me refer to Potnet at the beginning of this, which was part of the National Cannabis Coalition, which then got renamed into National Cannabis Radio, that then fell through. And so I formed 420 Radio and then got 420 Radio running when I got contacted by Cannabis Radio, building this brand new cannabis radio network, and then that went to hell, and so here I am again, just back to where I started from back in 2012, doing my own independent podcast, except this time floating alone in a life raft, although looking back, I was pretty much alone in a life raft those previous things too, so not much difference. Anyway, we go back to that debut episode for this next clip. That was the Russ Belville Show debut on June 4th, 2012.
The Prohibition Opposition Television Network, brought to you by the National Cannabis Coalition.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink and criminalize our marijuana law.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Prohibition Opposition Television Network presents The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Ah, yeah, welcome back, everyone. You guys have yourselves a good time while I was gone. I had an interesting 3 weeks. I don't know about you, but welcome to the show. So glad to have you here. We have got a great show to start to debut for you today on June 4th, 2012. It's just got to be 420 somewhere in the world, and we're really excited for everyone to be here. First of all, let's welcome from our virtual studio in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, our own senior news editor, Cannabis Carrie.
Hello.
nice. I love the intro. Sounded vaguely familiar. Very happy with that.
There's going to be a lot of familiar things for people here that are were used to my previous show. Not a whole lot of changes. One change, we're going to switch up the news just a little bit. We're going to give you all the headlines right back to back, and then we're going to talk about them afterwards. So Carrie takes care of that in what's now called the Daily Cannabis Chronicle. What's in our headlines today, Carrie?
Well, today in our headlines, we're going to talk about some big news that broke while we were on break for a little while. We're going to talk about the political race down in Texas that made a lot of headline news. Also, we're going to talk about New York and what they've done with their decrim law. And also, we've got our newest state was signed in to legislation that made it the 17th medical marijuana state. We're going to talk about that first up on the Daily Cannabis Chronicle.
All right. That's fantastic news to start our show with. I'm so happy about that. Also joining us here in the studio, we've got the pirate Ganja John hanging out here.
What's up, Russ? I missed you, buddy.
I missed you too. Did you, anything interesting happen these 3 weeks for you?
Yeah.
Me too.
A lot of things.
We'll talk about that at the end of the show. Also, we got Wiz Calico hanging out here in the studio. How are you doing, Calico?
Hey, quite well. Aloha, everybody. Glad to be back.
Trying to reset all the levels here. Some of the levels are off.
We will get that worked out.
But we'll get it all worked out. And Calico, you've been hard at work trying to get marijuana legalized, I understand?
As always, my friend. And we're going to do it in November. And we're going to be there on the Russ Belville Show to cover it.
All right. Also, we've got Brian the Red, our engineer, is here in the studio today.
Howdy, howdy.
With the Pink Leaf Project as well. So glad to see you here. So everyone, stay tuned. We got a great show coming up for you today. First off, we're going to be having our... Daily Cannabis Chronicle. I have to remember to say things differently now. So many habits I have to break. The Daily Cannabis Chronicle coming up next after this first break. Then we've got our Daily Toker Tunes. It's Roots Monday, and they'll bring up some great reefer jazz for you. Then we've got our first guest, our debut guest here in the studio, Paul Stanford, the CEO and founder of the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation. He was just profiled in the news today with a new tax lien, $2.7 million tax lien estimated against the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation. We'll ask him all about that, and he is the chief petitioner of the Oregon Cannabis Tax Act, that's cannabistaxact.org, one of two initiatives that has a very good chance of making the ballot to legalize marijuana here in the state of Oregon. And then we'll wind things up with a radical rant. I'll tell you what I've been up to and what my plans are for the future. So stick around. It's the Russ Belville Show.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420.
There you go. That's a blast from the past, going all the way back to 2012, the start of the Russ Belville Show, which has now eventually, through many twists and turns, become what you're listening to now, the Marijuana Agenda. And as we move forward into the future, I'm going to continue with this weekly program. And with a weekly program, I think it's going to give me more opportunity to get audio clips. You may have heard lately, over the past couple of weeks of shows, I've been endeavoring to put more clips of the actual audio from Donald Trump, Jeff Sessions, whoever it is might be speaking, and to return to a talk radio, like a political talk radio sort of format. And this will also mean, as we move into the future, maybe one, at least one interview guest per program, but maybe even two per program. So setting up those interviews now. I had a great talk with Michael Kravitz from the Veterans for Medical Cannabis Access. He's got all sorts of stuff going on with the United Nations. New trip coming up to Vienna. So we're going to talk more about veterans. We're going to talk more about international cannabis affairs, World Health Organization, for example, international drug treaties and so forth. We're still working with Students for Sensible Drug Policy. We'll have the Sensible Future segment continuing, speaking to more of these wonderful young people that are coming up in the cannabis space, in the drug reform space. We'll be continuing along with the Americans for Safe Access patient-focused update with Dr. Jehan Marku and others from ASA, the Medical Marijuana Organization. We're reaching out again to our folks at NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. We've got plenty going on with NORML chapters around the country. We're going to be bringing them back more often on the program. We'll be working with Law Enforcement Action Partnership, our continuing relationship with LEAP, and branching off into more than just the drug war. We'll be talking about prison reform, criminal justice reform, as they've expanded their mission as well. So many great organizations making a part of this. We're continuing our look at industrial hemp. We'll have our good friend from Doug Fine, the writer of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail, will continue to join us. We'll have Joy Beckerman from Hemp Ace. We'll get Andrea Herman on the program again as we move into the future. And plenty more as we continue building this show. I'm really excited about taking this to a weekly format. I got to tell you, it's just been really tough to continue going on daily as a one-man operation, doing all the research, the writing, the graphics, the audio clipping, and also trying now, if you don't know from hearing the commercials a million times, I'm running a couple of other businesses. Got the Delta 9 house that we've put together here, and this looks like it's going to be expanding in 2018, perhaps to a Delta 9 resort. You heard it here first, folks. There may be a Delta 9 resort in the future. I don't want to talk too much about it, but pretty excited about that. Also, I've been doing driving lately with Lyft, picking up extra money to pay for the car and the insurance and gas and all that kind of stuff. So, man, it's just there's only so many hours in the day. And I've also got a wonderful new relationship that I'm in. I've got a family of chickens and dogs and a turtle that I want to spend more time with. So thank you, everyone who's been a part of this for all these years. Carrie and John and Wiz Calico, all the people who helped me out through the way, numerous sponsors, advertisers, donors, friends who've actually, you know, it's been rough at times, but I've been able to keep doing this. I'm shocked every day that I get to do this, but I'm afraid at this point I've got to dial it back a bit and go to a weekly format. So thanks, everyone, for continuing your support of the show. If you just joined us recently, this is now going to be a two-hour weekly program. First hour, the Marijuana Agenda, available as a free weekly podcast. You can get the feed through mjagenda.com. You can get the feed through radicalrust.com. If you're a fan of my writing that you've been following me on Huffington Post or High Times, Alternet, Green State, any of the places you've seen my writing, the exclusive home of my writing now is at radicalrust.com. And I am trying to post a new article every day, as well as a new video show every day. So there's always something to find on radicalrust.com. Keep bringing you the latest in data and studies and reviews and graphs and charts and news and interviews and audio, all that stuff. If you can help me out, I'd appreciate it. Visit my page at mjagenda.com and become a patron for just $4.20 a month, and you'll help me continue to focus on this and continue to bring this marijuana-related comments, content, and analysis on a weekly basis. And if you can just make a one-time donation, the PayPal address is paypal.me/radicalrus. And it's my 50th birthday, so hell, send me a birthday present. paypal.me/radicalrus. I'd appreciate it. So we've got to start wrapping things up. We'll be back for one quick segment at the end here as we finish up Toker Talk Radio. We're back to a two-hour show. So really, you went from 5 30-minute shows to 1 2-hour show. You only lost a half hour.
Okay.
Health cannabinoid. Your
CBDMPRX. My special 50th birthday present somehow. I don't know what the hell is going on. Let's try that again and see if it'll play.
Health Cannabinoid, your ACMPR experts. Consultation services for medical cannabis. Visit healthcannabinoid.com or call 1-800-906-1383. That's www.healthcannabinoid.com or call 1-800-906-1383. Health Cannabinoid.
You're not high. You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
I was told by the DART task force in Toledo that they're actually sprinkling fentanyl on marijuana now.
Okay, maybe you're a little high.
It's time for cannabis facts about Alzheimer's from Robert Platschorn's thesilvertour.org. This message is supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com. A new Florida study in the journal Molecular and Cellular Neuroscience found that cannabis promotes the growth of healthy new brain tissue. It can slow the effects of Alzheimer's and may, in fact, be able to halt it entirely. A long-term study by Ohio State University's Professor Gary Wenk concludes that people who regularly use marijuana get Alzheimer's at a much lower rate than others. This was Cannabis Facts from thesilvertour.org, an educational nonprofit supported by our donors and Hemp Inc., a public company poised to lead America's hemp revolution at hempinc.com.
The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville is brought to you by Cannabis Kamikaze, a professional licensed producer from Canada producing 3 pounds per light. Follow Cannabis Kamikaze on Twitter at Cannabis Kamikaze. That's at Cannabis, K-A-M-I-K-A-Z, Cannabis Kamikaze.
I have a package here for Radical Rick. Is there a Radical Rick here? How about a Rick Russ? Any Rick Russ? Somebody named Freddie Farrakh has sent him a package? Anybody? What is that? Sounds like a skunk. It's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation. Call in now at 650-LEGAL-MJ.
Welcome back, everybody, as we close up shop here in Toker Talk Radio for the first edition of our weekly program now. And once again, thanks to everybody for tuning in and joining us on YouTube. Give us a like. Put a like, you know, on that YouTube video. That'll help us out a lot, and you're welcome to share the video. You'll always be able to find the video at my Radical Rust channel on YouTube, or just go to RadicalRust.com, where every day I will post the video replay of hour one. And the links to the podcasts, as well as where to get your Toker Talk Radio VIP podcast. That'll all be at RadicalRust.com, the new home of everything I produce on the internet. That's it. I've had it with believing that anyone else is going to put me on their network or build a network around me or make my dreams come true. If it is to be, it is up to me. So I am just going to do it. I'm just going to keep doing it on myradicalrust.com. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I don't care, because this is what I got to do. I've got the bug, folks. I'm infected. It's terminal. I'll probably go to my grave ranting and raving about politics in general and marijuana in particular. And I'm fine with that, because I enjoy the hell out of it. I'm glad you enjoy it. Tell a friend, get someone else involved. It's only a weekly program now, so a whole lot less to have to consume. My writing will be available at RadicalRust.com as well. I've posted a couple of pieces over the past few days that you can take a look at. I don't think I'll have one posted tonight, because it is my 50th birthday, and I believe something is happening. I don't know what. But happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to Minnie Driver and Suzanne Plachette and Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson, Nolan Ryan, Justin Timberlake, Kerry Washington, Portia de Rossi, so many out there. And of course, one of my favorites, Tallulah Bankhead. Tallulah Bankhead, who was born in January 31st, 1902. And she perished on December 12th, 1968. So she was born the month and day I was born, and she died the year I was born. And she said, quote, "Let's not quibble. I'm the foe of moderation, the champion of excess. If I may lift a line from a diehard whose identity is lost in the shuffle, I'd rather be strongly wrong than weakly right." End quote. And that's what I've dedicated myself to, folks. I'm going to be here offering strong opinions on not just the marijuana movement and the marijuana industry, but politics in general, especially in this hour, too. So if you just want the marijuana stuff, stick to hour one, and you won't have to get mad at me for my position on guns or third parties or abortion or religion or sports. That's going to be here in hour two, will be the home of all the other sort of stuff. So for everyone here at Delta 9 House and Studios, check us out at delta9house.com. You want to book early because we're already one of the rooms is booked for the 420 week. So get your bookings in now. Check me out at radicalrest.com, and I'll be back next week, Wednesday, February 7th, with another edition of the Marijuana Agenda and Toker Talk Radio. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
Follow MJ Agenda on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, and follow MJ Agenda Show on Twitter. Learn more at MJAgenda.com.
You grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.